Last year, I went to Portugal just after Christmas, and I stayed there until, well, just after New Year's this year. In Portugal, I met up with one of my friends from Toronto. He had family that lived in Portugal because his family was originally from Portugal, so they were kind enough to let me stay with them. I didn't know any Portuguese except for some simple words like hello and thank you. I learned some simple words through an audio CD before I went there. And the people that I stayed with didn't know very much English either. However, we got along surprisingly well. They were surprised that I was able to eat some of their exotic foods. They made some delicious meals every single day, like octopus, tripe, and rabbit. It is quite exotic, but I thought it was quite good. They also made some excellent desserts like creme caramel and a rich sponge cake that they called pão de ló. I went to a few cities such as Porto, Almeirim, Lisbon, and Nazaré. The New Year's celebration on the beaches of Nazaré was fantastic. It was really quite a celebration. We had some champagne and some raisins. In Portuguese tradition, they eat 12 raisins for each month of the year and make a wish for each month. I think that because of my friend and his family, I got to experience a part of Portugal that most people wouldn't just by going on vacation. And I really did have a fantastic experience.
Okay, now I'll talk about my winter vacation. This winter vacation, I spent 2 weeks in my hometown, which is Daytona Beach, Florida. It was wonderful. The weather was warm every day, it was sunny every day, and the temperature was almost 80 degrees. I visited my mother, and I spent every morning having a nice leisurely cup of coffee and reading the newspaper, and after that I got my bicycle out and rode down to the beach and enjoyed the sun and the surf. I came back home and read a book and went to bed early. I had a wonderful time.
Last year, I went to Portugal just after Christmas, and I stayed there until, well, just after New Year's this year. In Portugal, I met up with one of my friends from Toronto. He had family that lived in Portugal because his family was originally from Portugal, so they were kind enough to let me stay with them. I didn't know any Portuguese except for some simple words like hello and thank you. I learned some simple words through an audio CD before I went there. And the people that I stayed with didn't know very much English either. However, we got along surprisingly well. They were surprised that I was able to eat some of their exotic foods. They made some delicious meals every single day, like octopus, tripe, and rabbit. It is quite exotic, but I thought it was quite good. They also made some excellent desserts like creme caramel and a rich sponge cake that they called pão de ló. I went to a few cities such as Porto, Almeirim, Lisbon, and Nazaré. The New Year's celebration on the beaches of Nazaré was fantastic. It was really quite a celebration. We had some champagne and some raisins. In Portuguese tradition, they eat 12 raisins for each month of the year and make a wish for each month. I think that because of my friend and his family, I got to experience a part of Portugal that most people wouldn't just by going on vacation. And I really did have a fantastic experience.
Okay, now I'll talk about my winter vacation. This winter vacation, I spent 2 weeks in my hometown, which is Daytona Beach, Florida. It was wonderful. The weather was warm every day, it was sunny every day, and the temperature was almost 80 degrees. I visited my mother, and I spent every morning having a nice leisurely cup of coffee and reading the newspaper, and after that I got my bicycle out and rode down to the beach and enjoyed the sun and the surf. I came back home and read a book and went to bed early. I had a wonderful time.
Last year, I went to Portugal just after Christmas, and I stayed there until, well, just after New Year's this year. In Portugal, I met up with one of my friends from Toronto. He had family that lived in Portugal, because his family was originally from Portugal, so they were kind enough to let me stay with them. I didn't know any Portuguese, except for some simple words like hello and thank you. I learned some simple words through an audio CD before I went there. And the people that I stayed with didn't know very much English either. However, we got along surprisingly well. They were surprised that I was able to eat some of their exotic foods. They made some delicious meals every single day, like octopus, tripe, and rabbit. It is quite exotic, but I thought it was quite good. They also made some excellent desserts like creme caramel and a rich sponge cake that they called pão de ló. I went to a few cities such as Porto, Almeirim, Lisbon, and Nazaré. The New Year's celebration on the beaches of Nazaré was fantastic. It was really quite a celebration. We had some champagne and some raisins. In Portuguese tradition, they eat 12 raisins for each month of the year and make a wish for each month. I think that because of my friend and his family, I got to experience a part of Portugal that most people wouldn't just by going on vacation. And I really did have a fantastic experience.
Okay, now I'll talk about my winter vacation. This winter vacation, I spent 2 weeks in my hometown, which is Daytona Beach, Florida. It was wonderful. The weather was warm every day, it was sunny every day, and the temperature was almost 80 degrees. I visited my mother, and I spent every morning having a nice leisurely cup of coffee and reading the newspaper, and after that I got my bicycle out and rode down to the beach and enjoyed the sun and the surf. I came back home and read a book and went to bed early. I had a wonderful time.
So, Rima, did you find a job as an au pair?
Well, I found a job, but not looking after children. I'm working in a restaurant, an Italian restaurant. I'm a waitress. I work very long hours.
Was it difficult to find a job?
No. There are lots of jobs in restaurants, hotels, cleaning, things like that.
Are you still living in your friend's flat?
Yes, because it's very expensive here, and I can't afford to rent my own flat. London is incredibly expensive.
Your English is much better.
Well, a bit better, but I don't go to classes because I don't have time. As I said, I work very long hours in the restaurant, but I watch a lot of English TV, and I speak English at work.
When are you going back to Lithuania?
I don't know. My plans have changed a bit.
Why?
Well, I met someone in the restaurant. He's the chef. We're getting married next month.
Congratulations. Is he from Lithuania too?
No, he's Italian. From Naples. He's a fantastic cook.
So, are you going to stay in London?
Yes. I'm very happy here now. We both really like London. Our dream is to open a restaurant together one day.
Are your family coming to the wedding?
No. They don't even know I'm getting married. You see, they want me to go back to Lithuania.
Well, good luck with everything, Rima. So, Rima, did you find a job as an au pair?
Well, I found a job, but not looking after children. I'm working in a restaurant, an Italian restaurant. I'm a waitress. I work very long hours.
Was it difficult to find a job?
No. There are lots of jobs in restaurants, hotels, cleaning, things like that.
Are you still living in your friend's flat?
Yes, because it's very expensive here, and I can't afford to rent my own flat. London is incredibly expensive.
Your English is much better.
Well, a bit better, but I don't go to classes because I don't have time. As I said, I work very long hours in the restaurant, but I watch a lot of English TV, and I speak English at work.
When are you going back to Lithuania?
I don't know. My plans have changed a bit.
Why?
Well, I met someone in the restaurant. He's the chef. We're getting married next month.
Congratulations. Is he from Lithuania too?
No, he's Italian. From Naples. He's a fantastic cook.
So, are you going to stay in London?
Yes. I'm very happy here now. We both really like London. Our dream is to open a restaurant together one day.
Are your family coming to the wedding?
No. They don't even know I'm getting married. You see, they want me to go back to Lithuania.
Well, good luck with everything, Rima. So, Rima, did you find a job as an au pair?
Well, I found a job, but not looking after children. I'm working in a restaurant, an Italian restaurant. I'm a waitress. I work very long hours.
Was it difficult to find a job?
No. There are lots of jobs in restaurants, hotels, cleaning, things like that.
Are you still living in your friend's flat?
Yes, because it's very expensive here, and I can't afford to rent my own flat. London is incredibly expensive.
Your English is much better.
Well, a bit better, but I don't go to classes because I don't have time. As I said, I work very long hours in the restaurant, but I watch a lot of English TV, and I speak English at work.
When are you going back to Lithuania?
I don't know. My plans have changed a bit.
Why?
Well, I met someone in the restaurant. He's the chef. We're getting married next month.
Congratulations. Is he from Lithuania too?
No, he's Italian. From Naples. He's a fantastic cook.
So, are you going to stay in London?
Yes. I'm very happy here now. We both really like London. Our dream is to open a restaurant together one day.
Are your family coming to the wedding?
No, they don't even know I'm getting married. You see, they want me to go back to Lithuania.
Well, good luck with everything, Rima.
What do you think it means to be healthy? Lots of different things affect how healthy we are, including what we eat and how active we are. We know that all living things need food to stay alive. Have you ever wondered why this is? Can you think of a time you felt hungry? How did it make you feel? Perhaps your tummy rumbled, you felt tired or grumpy, or maybe you found it hard to concentrate. Why do you think we feel this way when we're hungry? Well, just like a car needs fuel to make the engine work properly, our bodies need food to be able to work properly as well. Today we're going to investigate what it means to eat a balanced diet and why eating a range of different food is good for us. What is a balanced diet? Do you think it would be healthy to only ever eat chocolate? What about if you only ever ate carrots? It's very important that we eat a variety of foods, and we're going to find out why. Food contains something called nutrients. We'll be learning all about nutrients, such as proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals. Eating a healthy diet means that the food we eat gives our bodies all of the nutrients they need to work properly, as well as giving us lots of energy to learn, play, and grow, keeping us full of beans from morning till night.
Thank you.
do you think it means to be healthy? Lots of different things affect how healthy we are, including what we eat and how active we are. We know that all living things need food to stay alive. Have you ever wondered why this is? Can you think of a time you felt hungry? How did it make you feel? Perhaps your tummy rumbled. You felt tired or grumpy. Or maybe you found it hard to concentrate. Why do you think we feel this way when we're hungry? Well, just like a car needs fuel to make the engine work properly, our bodies need food to be able to work properly as well. Today we're going to investigate what it means to eat a balanced diet and why eating a range of different food is good for us. What is a balanced diet? Do you think it would be healthy to only ever eat chocolate? What about if you only ever ate carrots? It's very important that we eat a variety of foods, and we're going to find out why. Food contains something called nutrients. We'll be learning all about nutrients, such as proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals. Eating a healthy diet means that the food we eat gives our bodies all of the nutrients they need to work properly, as well as giving us lots of energy to learn, play and grow, keeping us full of beans from morning till night. Think it means to be healthy. Lots of different things affect how healthy we are, including what we eat and how active we are. We know that all living things need food to stay alive. Have you ever wondered why this is? Can you think of a time you felt hungry? How did it make you feel? Perhaps your tummy rumbled. You felt tired or grumpy. Or maybe you found it hard to concentrate. Why do you think we feel this way when we're hungry? Well, just like a car needs fuel to make the engine work properly, our bodies need food to be able to work properly as well. Today we're going to investigate what it means to eat a balanced diet and why eating a range of different food is good for us. What is a balanced diet? Do you think it would be healthy to only ever eat chocolate? What about if you only ever ate carrots? It's very important that we eat a variety of foods, and we're going to find out why. Food contains something called nutrients. We'll be learning all about nutrients, such as proteins, carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals. Eating a healthy diet means that the food we eat gives our bodies all of the nutrients they need to work properly, as well as giving us lots of energy to learn, play, and grow, keeping us full of beans from morning till night.